Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
John Williams is here. And special guest Max Smart, who joins us this morning as well. Morning, gents.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank
morning,
you so much.
Morning. Get a little closer there to that mic there, Max. Lekker. It's lekker to have Max here. Max was here last week when we were testing out energy.
Yes.
We had Ian Banner on the show on Friday. We're talking about energy. Max was here as well. And we had to bring him in because there's a little bit of a gap before heading off to the next international rally that's happening soon. Max, how's this year been for you so far?
It's honestly been solid, hey? We've just got back from Rally Portugal about a week ago, where we had one of our strongest performances. We were back on gravel and on the most incredible stages in the world, lined with crazy fans. We came fifth in the Junior World Championship there and third in WRC3, so it was amazing to be back on the on the podium.
Back on the podium.
Yes. Champagne burning your eyes, you know, it was really, really nice. And we got our first stage win in Sweden this year, at the start of the year. So, yeah, we've had some positives, man.
Max, it's so lekker to actually be talking about this because John and I often talk about when John rallied internationally and the support. It's so important to have local support. You know, we don't realize that when you're in Europe, the support there is massive, right? Yeah. The rally community is huge. They know who you are. They are well-versed with the sport. However, we find that South Africa, you know, we kind of go, okay, we've got somebody competing there. We're not too sure. We don't know how to support them. And you felt that, John, as a Cape Townian and a South African representing your country on the international rally stage.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing this, because we want to give guys like Max the exposure, because it's so important. I mean, 100%. He's competing in the top level of the sport, you know. Yeah. There's thousands of millions of kids trying to get to this level. And Max is there as a South African, flying the flag on his car, doing really well. I mean, they're all national champions that he's competing against.
Sure.
I mean, you got guys that's all they do is focus on being the best. So
and it's their backyard.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, they literally travel an hour or two from wherever they are in Europe, and they're on a rally circuit, a top one. And you've got to travel. Every time you're looking at the flights going, oh, there goes 16 hours of my life to get back to rally again. And you've got to move shop back and forward, back and forward the whole time.
Yeah, it's so true. And I mean, obviously for Max, traveling that far and then still having to do the pace notes and do all the preparation for the rally, where these guys are based in Europe, a lot closer, they're getting more test time, they're spending more time behind the wheel, and that's critical. And I mean, Max will tell you about it. I mean, he spends a lot of time doing fitness, writing the notes. I mean, Max, take us through, I mean, you've got a new co-driver, take us through what it's like preparation before a big event like Acropolis.
Yeah, so it is, preparation's a massive thing in WRC, because these events are all extremely unique from one another. And in rally, it's different to like circuit racing, where you race on a track and you know, it's set, you know, you have to brake here, you turn there, be on this line. In rally, you're out in the forests, and every road is a new challenge.
Yeah.
So you have to study these events to make something called pace notes.
Got you.
Which is our own language between me and the co-driver in the car, how we can describe how fast to attack each corner, each jump.
Yeah.
You know, and this prep starts like months before each event, because we want to learn what's happened in the past. And
you know, the scariest thing as a rally driver once told me, and this was kind of brought the point home for me about how heavy rally driving is that when you're on a track, right, and you run off the track, you've got a little runoff area, you've got these beautiful little side bits of the track that cushion your support when you go off the track. And it's kind of comforting as a driver to know when you're on the track that happens. On a rally circuit, ladies and gentlemen, you're surrounded by things called trees and, you know, actual natural habitat. And let me tell you what a tree will do. A tree will stop you, like literally stop you, as in stop your life.
Yeah.
You don't hit a tree and it cushions your stop. No, you come to an immediate stop at 250 kilometers an hour. You literally, that could be the end of you there. So to put yourself in that position every single race, that is so nerve-wracking to get your head around that and to be focused on possibly the most grueling terrain on earth. How many weeks before before Greece?
It's 3 weeks now before Greece.
What?
So it's coming up soon.
Gee.
And extreme temperatures. You go from this cold to really hot. I mean, it gets up to 60 degrees in those cars, you know, so it's extremely hot. So fitness is critical, because when the navigator is calling those pace notes, if Max is not focused and concentrating, if he goes T-junction straight, he's going to be in trouble, you know.
And we'll be drinking like 20 liters of water a day in Greece because you really sweat in this car. It's not only 60 degrees, but you're in a full race suit with fireproof underwear, helmet, gloves, everything.
That's mad. So there's no AC in those cars.
No.
Well, before we get to racing this weekend, Max, in this time that you have here, I mean, is there places where you can go to kind of a, you know, get a feel of the car, to work on the car here locally? What's the kind of setup here in Cape Town?
So at the moment, I actually am looking for sponsors to be able to do this type of thing.
Got you.
Because it takes funding to get in a rally car.
Absolutely.
So I've been doing everything that I can do,
sure,
which is fitness, you know, studying these events, doing practice recceing,
yeah,
you know, making pace notes on just public roads to like practice the craft of that language that we use in the car.
Yeah.
And yeah, like just touching base with the team and getting ready for an event is all I can do at the moment.
Sure.
But the reason I'm looking...
So you're limited?
I'm limited.
Obviously. So with funds, like John, remember as well, with funds comes the opportunity to do more.
Yeah.
So if you've got access to funds, you can have access to maybe having a vehicle here that you can actually work on and then send it back to the team who are that side to kind of, a get right.
Yeah, well, I mean, the more time you spend behind, it's like any sport, you know,
sure,
if you're playing cricket or rugby, the more time you spend playing, the better you're going to get. It's the same with racing. The more time you're behind the wheel, the sharper your reflexes are going to be, the more you get used to your co-driver, the relationship gets stronger, the trust, because when you're going over a blind rise at 200 k's an hour, you've got to trust that your co-driver is calling those notes, because if you hesitate, you might as well go home, you know, that's so close. But Max, I mean, what are you doing in terms of trying to get exposure for yourself locally now? I mean, are you doing other things?
Yeah.
So actually, one of the most exciting things that we've done is at the start of this year, we released a documentary called Wildcard.
Nice.
And that showcases my whole journey of how I actually got into rally, from growing up on motocross bikes to now in the Junior World Championship. And it's a beautiful story. It's got ups and downs, everything. It's really exciting for the viewer.
That's really cool. So where can they see that? Is it on your
it's online? Free to watch on YouTube.
Oh, cool. Free to watch on YouTube.
Max Smart Wildcard.
I love that. Not only is that free to watch, but please go on. Your site's really cool. MaxSmartRally.com is such a lekker site.
Thanks.
Well built, and it's really immersive. You can go and see Max's story there. And more importantly, be involved. There's an opportunity at the end to go, how would you like to play a role in Max's future? Would you like to participate by maybe funding it? If you're a big corporate, would you like to be a part of that journey? And I think that's important.
Yeah, and go over and watch. I mean, you know, it's like Formula One. Go watch a world rally. It's flipping amazing. You know, you're in the mix, the crowds, the spectator points. And rallying is quite unique that you can actually go up to the drivers and the cars and see them.
And
not like Formula One where you stand in the grandstand, you wave from a distance. The rally guys are quite open to chat.
Yeah.
Love it. Max, listen, we're following your journey. You're always welcome in here on the show. We love to have you here more often. Certainly after and when you're done with Greece, we'll have you back here to chat that experience. And I'm calling it again, another podium in Greece is where we're going to be.
Let's go
for it. Max Smart, ladies and gents. Max Smart Rally.com. And importantly, like I said, flying that flag high for South African rallying. Also, we'll have him back in studio with us soon. John, let's talk motor racing. What's happening this weekend?
Yeah, we got two wheels. It's the Spanish GP. Again, we're going to see the Marquez brothers, obviously being Spanish, their home race. Again, they're going to be trying to win and getting on the podium at least. So Marc Marquez obviously wanting to compete and be at the best. We see Aprilia winning the last race, so hopefully they can be up there. Hopefully Honda, Yamaha will be in the mix, but obviously MotoGP is just always really, really exciting. And the Spanish fans, there's over 200,000 spectators that come to watch MotoGP, but we have a break when it comes to Formula One. Obviously, we could chat for days about all the drama on and off the track at the Formula One at the moment, but we need that. It makes it exciting. It's really getting us more people to watch. I mean, obviously Max and George going at each other about that little scuffle there.
But argy bargy.
You know, Nico Rosberg, I think he's great as a F1 pundit. The fact that he's not sitting on the fence, he's saying, listen guys,
this
he's bumped into him.
Yeah.
You know, that's
so
racing.
What?
You
racing.
Know, come on.
Move
you've got to show that passion and get excited. What makes youngsters want to watch? You have to have characters. Otherwise, why sponsor these athletes if they're just going to be boring? So, and then local, we have stock cars that's been moved in Worcester. It's supposed to be on Saturday, but with all the rain happening, they've moved the event to Friday. So we're going to see stock cars in Worcester on Friday. So please, if you're at that side, remember the event has been moved. And then we see at Kalani International Raceway, we've got a six-hour endurance, South African endurance event with GT cars. And trust me, you want to go watch because there's some spectacular cars competing in this endurance series, from Porsches to Ferraris, from V8s. It's all happening at Kalani International Raceway.
I'll wake up the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile 90.4 FM.